From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Two of the Pentagon's top officials answered tough questions from the Senate Armed Services Committee today. Questions about the request for another $87 billion for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Senators wanted to know if enough troops have been sent and how much longer they'll be there. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
As he welcomed Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Richard Myers to today's hearing, the Republican Armed Services Chairman John Warner allowed that not everything has gone as planned in Iraq.
Now is not the time, in my judgment, to try and assess what went right and what went wrong and who may be at fault for faulty vision. What we should do now is resolved to remain strong behind this president and this team to do everything we can to cut back on the tragic casualties we're taking.
But Warner's colleagues on the panel, both Democrats and Republicans, paid little heed to Warner's admonition. The committee's top Democrat, Michigan's Carl Levin, expressed shock at the additional $87 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan that the president's asked Congress to approve.
This huge sum is a bitter pill for the American people to swallow. In a year when the president's budget falls billions short in funding the education programs and the No Child Left Behind Act.
Levin listed a string of other social spending bills he said will likely be underfunded this year. And then he turned his sights on the Pentagon's number two civilian.
And Mr. Wolfowitz, you told Congress in March that, quote, we are dealing with a country that can really finance its own reconstruction and relatively soon. Close quote. Talk about rosy scenarios.
Wolfowitz shot back that this is a war on terror, which by its nature is unpredictable.
No one tried to predict the future. No one said we would know anything other than this. This could be very bloody, it could be very long, and by implication, it could be very expensive.
Levin chided the Bush administration for waiting months to seek another UN resolution that might broaden international financial and troop support in Iraq. Wolfowitz assured him this effort will help offset the burden on American taxpayers.
We're going to be making a maximum effort to get other countries to contribute. And you raised the issue, Senator, about, I think your phrase was, giving up control or giving up ownership.
I didn't say giving up. I said sharing.
Fine, sharing.
Significant word.
And I think, you know, the more other countries are prepared to contribute, the more they're absolutely entitled to share and control over how resources are used.
Levin warned Wolfowitz that unless other countries were guaranteed more of a share of reconstruction projects, they were unlikely to contribute much more money for Iraq. And Arizona Republican John McCain said it did not look likely that a UN resolution would bring more foreign troops anytime soon.
When we have to extend Guard and Reservists on active duty, when we have to ask for international forces, when we have to do the things that we are doing, it's clear to me that we need additional troops.
But Joint Chiefs Chairman General Myers insisted there are enough American troops on the ground right now in Iraq, and he predicted that by the summer of 2005 there would be at least 184,000 Iraqis under arms, which prompted West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd to ask Myers how many American troops might be in Iraq 2 years from now.
Whatever happens in Iraq is going to be event-driven. And so we're going to have to see how we come along in a security way, how we come along politically with Iraqi governance, and how the economy comes along. That will dictate to a large extent how many U.S. forces are in Iraq.
Both Myers and Wolfowitz urged Congress to approve the $87 billion funding request quickly to show the enemy in Iraq the U.S. is confident it will win. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.